It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Tuesday, September 25th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Mary Lucia. And we're going to be talking about some adaptations of some movies to musicals, one I'm really stoked about.
But first, a few of today's headlines. Gary Numan says he's, quote, utterly devastated after a fatal accident involving his tour bus. Gary Numan and his band were in Cleveland on Monday for a scheduled show at the House of Blues. The tour bus was driving through town before the show, and a 91-year-old pedestrian was reportedly struck by the bus and killed.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we don't know at this point whether Gary Numan himself was on the bus, but they canceled Monday night's show, understandably. They said in a statement that everyone was filled with, quote, a sadness that made it impossible to perform.
Yeah.
So the company that rented the bus to Numan says that the incident is under investigation.
Okay.
But very sad news for Gary Numan and his tour. There was a crazy incident at a music festival in Las Vegas on Sunday. It was the Life is Beautiful Festival, and the group Odessa were playing when there was a pyrotechnics misfire.
Can't believe that doesn't happen more often, to be perfectly honest. Yes.
And I'm laughing a little bit, which is terrible, but fortunately, there were no serious injuries. Mm-hmm. There were a ton of videos from the crowd that show this happening, and it's just insane because, you know, the band is playing, and the fireworks are going off, and everybody's excited, and then one firework just goes straight into the crowd, and you can hear people screaming. It looks really terrifying.
As I laughed. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I can't believe that it doesn't happen more often or that, I mean, yes, I'm grateful that nobody was seriously hurt, but I must admit that I kind of like seeing, like, video of that where people are just going, is this part of the show? What? Huh? So.
Yeah, definitely not part of the show. There's some new technology making concerts more accessible to people who are deaf. There's a California company called Not Impossible Labs that's developed new technology that people can wear to help them hear the full range of sound by feeling it in their body.
So it's a vibration thing.
Right. And so people who are deaf or have limited hearing often, you know, go to concerts and can experience them, but experience them in clearly a limited way.
Right.
They feel the bass vibration. Sometimes they'll go barefoot. Mm-hmm. You can be part of the experience, but you're going to be missing a lot of the sounds that everybody else is hearing. And so the way this vest works is you put it on your body, and then there are bands that go on your wrists and on your ankles. Mm-hmm. And they can be programmed so that different kinds of vibrations on the bands and on the vest correspond to different kinds of sounds.
Cool.
Yeah. So, for example, a writer for Billboard put the vest on, described the experience this way. Quote, a pulse timed to a kick drum throbs into my ankles and up through my legs. Gradually, they bring in other elements. The tap of a woodblock in my wrists, a bass line massaging my lower back, a harp tickling a melody across my chest.
Good grief.
Yeah. Really cool technology. And the team are already working with a performer named Mandy Harvey. You might have seen her on America's Got Talent last year. She's a 29-year-old singer, or she was 29 at the time she went on America's Got Talent, and lost her hearing when she was age 18, is now a singer, a beautiful singer, but clearly has some challenges singing along with a track if she's not accompanying herself. So what this vest does is it basically works as a monitor for her.
Right,
so she can, you know, feel what the backing track is doing and sing along with that. She actually said she wore the vest to a Greta Van Fleet concert.
Yeah, she did. Okay. Yeah.
Right. She said, quote, I finally felt like I was part of the concert instead of just being on the outside looking in.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Cool stuff. And the company is now working to bring the device to market.
And in movie news, one of my absolute almost famous top 10 easily Cameron Crowe movies and just movies in general, I will watch and rewatch that movie every single time it comes on TV. Screenwriter Cameron Crowe, who is no slouch, he's creating a musical adaptation of Almost Famous for the stage. Now, anyone unfamiliar with the basic story of Almost Famous is it's following this band in the early 70s that is maybe modeled after a couple of real bands. The fictitious name is Stillwater in it. And in the movie, Almost Famous, Cameron Crowe's wife, then wife, Nancy Wilson from Heart, had written some of the music. Now, this musical apparently is going to be complete with a Cameron Crowe penned book, also lyrics. The one thing I'm going to say about Cameron Crowe is he is so competent at fleshing out these well-dimensional roles for women in his movies. And so when I think of Almost Famous, I realize it's a story based loosely on Cameron Crowe's life as a young, young reporter. But the Kate Hudson and the Frances McDormand characters are so realized that this I would actually look forward to see. And I'm, don't hurt me, but I'm not a big lavish musical fan normally.
Completely understandable.
I would rather drink bleach than see Pretty Woman.
Just to put it frankly.
Okay.
But so now we know there are going to be new songs written for this musical. Do we know whether those Nancy Wilson songs written for the band Stillwater in the movie, are any of them going to make it into the musical?
Well, that is interesting because I'm assuming yes, and that Cameron Crowe himself penning lyrics, which is also very interesting. They're talking about the Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award winner Tom Kitt is also going to be contributing to the music. So with Cameron Crowe and Tom Kitt, I think it's going to be really cool.
So some more movie/music news. Certainly one of the all-time favorite movies of a lot of music buffs, especially people who work at radio stations or record stores or are just really into that side of things, love High Fidelity, the 2000 John Cusack movie based on the 1995 novel by Nick Hornby. And you may recall that a short while ago, Disney announced that they were going to be rebooting this whole story, High Fidelity, as a TV series to be broadcast or streamed on their new streaming service they're rolling out next year. And there's going to be a twist. Instead of starring a dude as the record store owner, it's now going to star a woman.
I don't want to just blanket and say all of Nick Hornby's novels are dude-centric, but and even in that movie, High Fidelity, it is a little dude-centric. So this is really refreshing.
Yeah, well, and cool news just broke today. Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, yeah.
Is going to be playing the lead in this series. And man, if you want to pick someone with the best possible pedigree to play this role, not only is she a very accomplished actor, but she is the daughter of Lenny Kravitz, rock god, daughter of Lisa Bonet, also a god, and a co-star in the original High Fidelity movie where she's saying, "Baby, I love your way."
It's amazing. Yes.
And Zoe Kravitz also happens to be an experienced musician. She's in the band Lola Wolf, other musical projects. But in 2018, what is her store going to sell?
I don't know. I think that it will probably stay true enough while still keeping up with 2018. But I still think with the resurgence of vinyl, with everything like that, don't you think they'll probably maintain some of that?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear what she says about the Wayne Coyne blood embedded special edition vinyl. Little more movie news. Composer Mark Mothersbaugh from a band whose t-shirt you wore today, not even knowing we were going to be talking about this story.
Not even knowing it. And Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo, who I will admit, I'm in awe of him and I'm slightly afraid of him as well. Ambitious guy, but surprising absolutely no one that he would hook up with Wes Anderson.
Totally. He's collaborated with Wes Anderson previously, the filmmaker, on movies most recently, The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, way back in 2004. Mm-hmm. And now they're getting back together for, wait for it, a musical. A film musical. This is going to be a story set in France in the 1950s. Mark Mothersbaugh is writing the music. Wes Anderson is going to direct. It'll be great, right?
I'm on board. No, again, I mean, I did say that I'm not a huge fan of the lavish Broadway musical, but when you have names like that attached to it, a Mothersbaugh and a Wes Anderson, that to me says that you're in for something a little different.
Yeah. Let's hear a little bit of Mark Mothersbaugh's music for The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. I don't quite get why naughty puppets are such a thing right now.
I don't either. I don't know. They're so close to being dolls, and dolls scare me. So I'm not a big... God, I hate to be this person today, but not into puppets really that much.
Avenue Q was great. Okay, yeah. Okay, but now we've got the new Melissa McCarthy movie, The Happy Time Murders. You've got Nicki Minaj's new Barbie Dreams video with the Randy Rapper puppets. And now there's a new video. Our viral clip for today is a new video for the song Driving Rain by a band you might not recognize by their name, Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Mm-hmm. But you might recognize the name, and you would certainly recognize the image of their lead guitarist, Slash.
Okay, well, and easy to make into a puppet. I mean, really, all you need is hair and a hat.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a ragdoll puppet version of Slash, along with puppet versions of the whole rest of the band, and they appear playing their song in this video, and it's just like kind of like a classic old school, like 80s or 90s video where this like rock band is like up on a mountain, and the camera is panning around them in like a helicopter shot, except they're all dolls.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, there's another story that's going on in the video with this seemingly abusive relationship and this puppet woman
who runs away from
the puppet guy.
Yes.
And gets in a Jeep with her puppet girlfriend, and the two of them drive off with like the puppet boyfriend hanging onto the back. And let's just say it ends more happily than Thelma and Louise.
Nice.
That's today's music news. You can watch that video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Mary Lucia.
Our producer is Anna Wegel. We have a brand new daily email newsletter with a lot of these same stories. You can sign up over at thecurrent.org/musicnews.